On the Democratic side, Bernie Sanders crushed Hillary Clinton by more than 20 points. WBUR's Fred Bever reports on that contest.
It was a moment to savor for Bernie Sanders as he took the podium at a Concord high school gym before hundreds of devoted supporters and claimed victory.
Tonight, we serve notice to the political and economic establishment of this country that the American people will not continue to accept a corrupt campaign finance system that is undermining American democracy.
At her rally, Hillary Clinton's remarks sounded almost like a victory speech, too. She worked her way through her well-honed messages and acknowledged some of her weaknesses.
I know I have some work to do, particularly with young people, but I will repeat again what I have said this week. Even if they are not supporting me now, I support them.
Sanders' victory was propelled by dogged organizing, sophisticated social media pitches, and dozens of appearances in New Hampshire, just across the Connecticut River from his home state of Vermont. But above all, it was his single-minded message about the big guy versus the little guy, making Wall Street pay for its ways, that resonated with voters, and not just the young. Here's 85-year-old Leo Cushon, who voted in Durham yesterday.
I just like his overall message. I think he's also going to be much more interested in domestic affairs instead of foreign affairs. I'd love to get some of the boys back home. But I think one thing he'll do, he might put Glass-Steagall back in. And I think that would eliminate a lot of problems.
The Glass-Steagall Act limited the reach of commercial banks in the U.S. Cushon was brought to the polls in Durham by his daughter, Claudia Cushon. She's a Clinton supporter.
You know, more experience. I think with years in Congress, well, she had her time in Congress and a foreign, being Secretary of State. And I just think she can take it when the general election comes. I don't know if Bernie would be ready for what they're going to throw at him. Because right now, you know, Republicans would love Bernie to be in there to go against him. Hillary will be prepared for the mud. Well, they've already been slinging at her anyways.
That family disagreement shows the kind of divide that could characterize the Sanders-Clinton race going forward as it moves into a season of rapid-fire primaries and caucuses. Many of them are in states to the south and west that polls and pundits say may be more favorable to Clinton. Sanders' top strategist, Tad Devine, insisted last night his candidate would be competitive in the upcoming South Carolina and Nevada primaries. But Devine also noted that Sanders would begin to advertise in four new markets, Oklahoma, Colorado, Minnesota, and Massachusetts.
We think there's great opportunity to succeed in Massachusetts. We think Massachusetts is a great state for Bernie and his message. We've televised in the most expensive market there now for over 3 months, so we've been introduced to people in Boston, and now we're going to spread that to the rest of the state in Providence and Springfield.
That could signal a strategy similar to one former Massachusetts Governor Michael Dukakis employed after his New Hampshire primary in 1988, running up delegate counts in states outside the Deep South, including in Colorado, Minnesota, and Massachusetts. But first, Sanders will have to get through the early southern state voting and South Carolina in particular, where Sanders could face his toughest fight yet. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Bever in Concord, New Hampshire.